Homeward Bound, December 26. Red Borders. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Revelation 2, verse 11. With Jesus at our head, we all descended from the city down to this earth on a great and mighty mountain, which could not bear Jesus up, and it parted asunder, and there was a mighty plain. Then we looked up and saw the great city with 12 foundations and 12 gates, 3 on each side and an angel at each gate. We all cried out, "The city, the great city, it's coming down from God out of heaven." And it came and settled on the place where we stood. Then we began to look at the glorious things outside of the city. There I saw most beautiful houses that had the appearance of silver, supported by 4 pillars set with pearls, most glorious to behold, which were to be inhabited by the saints, and in which was a golden shelf. I saw many of the saints go into the houses, take off their glittering crowns, and lay them on the shelf, then go out into the field by the houses to do something with the earth, not as we have to do with the earth here. No. A glorious light shone all about their heads, and they were continually offering praise to God. And I saw another field full of all kinds of flowers, and as I plucked them, I cried out, "They will never fade." Next, I saw a field of tall grass, most glorious to behold. It was living green, and had a reflection of silver and gold, as it waved proudly to the glory of King Jesus. Then we entered a field full of all kinds of beasts, the lion, the lamb, the leopard, and the wolf, all together in perfect union. We passed through the midst of them, and they followed on peaceably after. Then we entered a wood, not like the dark woods we have here. No, but light, and all over glorious. The branches of the trees waved to and fro, and we all cried out, "We will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods." We passed through the woods, for we were on our way to Mount Zion. As we were traveling along, we met a company who were also gazing at the glories of the place. I noticed red as a border on their garments. Their crowns were brilliant. Their robes were pure white. As we greeted them, I asked Jesus who they were. He said they were martyrs that had been slain for him. With them was an innumerable company of little ones. They had a hem of red on their garments also. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 1, pages 67 to 69.